I'm Karel Vega for WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. A documentary highlighting the life of civil rights icon Dolores Huerta premieres tonight on WKAR-TV. During a recent visit to East Lansing, I spoke with Huerta about topics including the Me Too movement and what comes next in her fight for social justice. Nearly 50 years after the Delano grape strike cemented Dolores Huerta as a key figure in the fight for civil rights, her heart for activism beats strong. The newest threat, Huerta says, is a case that has made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which would change the way collective bargaining fees are collected, along with it, the way unions work.
Basically, this is what it is, which means that their workers cannot defend themselves. They can't defend themselves on the job. They can't defend themselves in the state capitals. They can't defend themselves on the Congress of the United States of America. And this is what's going on.
Huerta, now 87, is the subject of the PBS documentary Dolores. The film gives insight into the life of a woman who's not often cited but has been extremely influential in social justice work. For example, a phrase coined by Huerta has become a rallying cry for activists worldwide and was even adopted as a slogan during Barack Obama's presidential campaign. Here's an excerpt from the trailer.
Dolores came up with the slogan, Si se puede.
Yes, we can.
Huerta says she feels happy about the slogan being used by Obama.
It's kind of a slogan, I think, that really strengthens people and also unites, because it's about our individual power. You know, I can. And it's about our collective power. All of us can together. So, si se puede in Spanish connotes both yes, we can, and yes, I can.
Huerta's fight often included having to prove herself to her male activist counterparts. Again, from the trailer.
Men were threatened by her power.
She's a very volatile individual.
She's an insult.
People wanted to see her in a more traditional role.
Decades after helping progress the role of women in activism, Huerta is energized by the Me Too movement.
Well, I think it's very important. We know that that's why they call it his story and not her story when we talk about history. So I think it's a time has come. And I'm hoping that the Me Too movement is not just going to be about sexual harassment. It's going to talk about all of the different ways that women are denigrated and dismissed and degraded, you might say.
And Huerta says the Me Too movement has resonated with women in all work fields.
People have to understand that nobody's going to do this for you. You've got to stand up and you've got to fight for yourself. To me, that's what the Me Too movement stands for. And I think that the Me Too movement is inspiring women at all walks of life and in all occupations to get out there and stand up for themselves.
In February, Huerta delivered the keynote address for the Cesar E. Chavez commemorative celebration at Michigan State University's Kellogg Center. Following a screening of her documentary at WKAR Studios, Huerta led attendees in a rallying cry.
Who's got the power?
We got the power!
What kind of power?
People power!
Se puede o no se puede?
Si se puede!
Okay, let's all do it with an organized hand clap. Let's go all together. Let's go. Si se puede!
Like the turbulence of decades past, Huerta says we're now in a time where much progress will be made.
If you feel bad because you missed the 60s when there were a lot of cultural changes that were made, guess what? We're back.
For WKAR, I'm Karel Vega. To learn more about the story of Dolores Huerta, tune in to the Independent Lens and PBS documentary Dolores, premiering tonight at 9 p.m. on WKAR TV 23. You're listening to 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region.